Hamish, Ken talked again about still looking for that four quarter performance. Does it feel like you're getting closer or further away from that?
I think over the last 3 or 4 weeks we've started to piece bits and pieces of our game together, which has been, you know, a little positive, I suppose. But yeah, again, just the effort and intensity in the real crucial moments of the game haven't quite been there, and unfortunately that's where we've fallen down. Our opposition's been able to get on top of us just for brief periods.
Did you change anything in that last quarter, like the way you approached it, or play a bit more carefree?
Yeah, the message was to just to be really aggressive and attacking with our ball movement. I think when we do that, defensively we get quite aggressive as well, and the ball is able to be played in our front half, which is what we're looking to do. So we've just got to be really aggressive and really positive throughout the whole game instead of waiting until the last quarter for that to happen.
Clearance is obviously issue yesterday. Can you put your finger on sort of what happened there?
You know, clearly Jacobs was able to give his midfielders first use of the ball. You know, Lobes and Paddy certainly tried very hard against him, but he's a quality ruckman, and full credit to Sam and in particular Paddy Dangerfield and Scott Thompson, who I think between them had 25 or 26 clearances or something, which is a phenomenal effort. So look, as midfielders, our guys just had to, you know, take ownership of that and really just try and lock down on those couple of guys. And unfortunately, they won't be able to do that. And, you know, those two guys, or those three guys, including Sam Jacobs, just probably, you know, resulted the game, you know, positively in their favour.
Mate, where do you go from here? I mean, you're 2.5 games out of the top eight. Can you still make it? What's the mentality of the group like?
Yeah, look, we just continue to try and improve from week to week. You know, clearly there's still parts of our game that need working on. You know, we're aware of that, Ken's aware of that, and all we can do is just try and improve those parts of our game and just try and get some real consistency, and a four-quarter effort is what we need, and that's just what we need to continue to build towards.
Do you think finals at all?
I look at,
is it gone?
When you're in the position that we're in, you know, we more or less need to win every game for the rest of the year, which is clearly going to be tough, but you can't look that far ahead. You can't look 7 or 8 weeks in advance. You need to work on what went wrong in the game you've just played and try and improve in that area, and hopefully the result comes, you know, for the following weekend.
How disappointing has this season been with such great expectations?
Yeah, I guess the most disappointing and frustrating part of it is that there's been a bit of a different issue sort of week after week. We feel 1 week we get on top of one thing, but then another issue sort of bobs its head up. So, yeah, it's been frustrating not to be able to put a complete game together for an entire game. That's been the most frustrating part of the season so far.
Is it hard, sort of deflating, hard to get yourself up week by week too in the position you find yourself in, especially coming off the last 2 years where it's all been a really good ride?
Look, certainly after we lose, there's, you know, for the day or two afterwards, it's the mood around the place is, I wouldn't say negative, but it's a little bit deflating. But you know, towards the end of the week and when we build into games, the guys are really positive, just really looking forward to getting out there and playing footy again. And that's a mentality we've got to take into the rest of the season. And you know, we've still got half the guys in the group that are going to play finals footy in the SANFL. So, you know, we need to make sure that the whole group is up and about and very positive and upbeat around the football club. And we'll always look to get better and always look to improve.
Is that deflating feeling also today, like given the build up to the game, the importance of it, the emotion around it?
Look, I don't think, you know, losing a showdown or losing, you know, a final is any less deflating than losing a regular game for me personally. I'm not sure how the other guys are feeling, but you know, we're competitors, we hate losing, and it's as simple as that, and it doesn't matter if it could be a pre-season game for that matter, and we'll all be really disappointed if we don't play our best footy and we're losing. We're going to be disappointed no matter what.
Are the players shocked that you've fallen from the from growth so much this year?
I think we realise as footballers that we're playing in an elite competition and that other teams can improve pretty drastically and quite quickly. And, you know, we showed that a couple of years ago, and there's been teams this year that have done that. And we all know that if we're off our game by only just a few percent, then we can get done. So I don't think it's come as a shock. I think, like I mentioned, we're really disappointed that, you know, we haven't strung a consistent game of our best footy together, and we'll strive to continue to try and do that.
Do you think Ken will start to blood a few more youngsters in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think opportunities will come for our younger guys. I think we'll look to try and get, you know, more games into Tommy Cleary. You know, Jarman, you know, the more games that he plays, you know, the more, you know, better off that we're going to be as a team. You know, some guys in the SANFL that are playing some really good footy and deserve opportunities, and there's guys in the AFL team at the moment that aren't playing so well. So I'm sure that Ken will give those guys that are in form an opportunity and probably look to the future a little bit, I imagine.
Talk about the different issue each week, is it? You know, obviously clearances this week that you've got to look at for the rest of
you. Yes, I think minus 30 we were in first possession around stoppage, so certainly a huge stat in the game these days that you just need to win to be able to give yourself a chance of winning footy, and to only go down by 3 points when we get blown out of the water. And that stat is a credit, I guess, in some sense that we kept fighting, we kept digging deep, but certainly the guys in the midfield need to get on top of that area for sure.
So what to talk about stoppages generally, there's more in the game, like it's happening all the time?
Yeah, we know there's definitely been more in our games, that's for sure. And I think across the AFL as a whole, I think the game's been played more around the boundary, and that, you know, that's causing throw-ins and repeat stoppages more often. So you know, I'm sure something will happen. The game will just evolve, I guess, over the next, you know, couple of years, and hopefully the stoppages will become less and less.
You talk about blooding some more players. Do you do that when you're still mathematically chanced to make the finals? How do you think that unfolding?
Yeah, we'll play a team every week that we believe is our best team for starters, and the guys that are in form. So, you know, we've got a couple of guys still out with injury at the moment, and that always leaves opportunity for younger guys and guys with less experience to come up and play, as long as they're playing good football in the SANFL. So we'll continue to pick our best team, no doubt, as long as those guys are in form.
Do you think you're good enough to still play finals? Like, your best, you know what I'm saying, it's good enough? You went so far last year, just all struggling to see how it's fallen away so badly.
Yeah, we know our best footy is good enough, and we've shown that in periods this year, but like I keep saying, it's just the ability to do it consistently over four quarters, which we've lacked this year, and that's been the difference, to be honest. So we've shown, you know, last year and the year prior to that, and even in bits and pieces this year, that the type of game we want to play and the style of game we want to play is good enough. And when we play it to the best of our ability, we can beat, you know, any side. So, yeah, like I say, the most frustrating part is just that we haven't been able to do that as often as we should.
Did Paddy Wright get a bit of a tough time from the Essendon fans, do you reckon, this week?
It's a... something I haven't really even thought of, to be honest. Look, Paddy offered a great deal to that football club and left to, you know, try and gain a little bit of success. I mean, he realised that he's probably halfway through his career, and he just wants to make the most of his opportunity that he's got in the AFL, I should say. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he's dealt with on the weekend, but... you know, we'll get behind Paddy, and he's big enough and strong enough to deal with that himself, I'm sure, as well.
Thanks, guys.